Part 2. Directions. In this part, you will hear a question or statement. You will then hear three alternative responses to the question or statement. They will all be spoken in English. You will only hear them one time, and they will not be printed in your test book. Choose the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
What time are you going for lunch?
A. At around 1 o'clock. B. After lunch. C. It's already full. Number 8.
What size car should we hire for the trip?
A.
We'll come back in the afternoon.
B.
The smallest one.
C.
As high as possible.
Number 9.
When does Mr. Clemson's flight arrive?
A.
It's an international flight.
B.
He's leaving tomorrow.
C.
Not until late this evening.
Number 10.
Who's going to speak at the product launch tomorrow?
A. The reactions were positive. B. Joan offered to do it. C. A reservation for 3. Number 11.
How often do you play tennis?
A.
I took a train.
B.
Once a month.
C.
In a park.
Number 12.
Where are the new employees going to work?
A. They're new staff members. B. Yes, after the orientation. C. In accounting. Number 13.
Why did you leave the lights on in the conference room?
A.
In front of a building.
B.
No, we did it yesterday.
C.
Another meeting is starting soon.
Number 14.
Would you like to walk to the station or shall we go by taxi?
A.
Yes, tickets for 2.
B.
Whichever you'd like.
C.
Near the airport.
Number 15.
I was really surprised by Jeff's promotion.
A.
In the supply cabinet.
B.
Me too.
C.
That's a nice poster.
Number 16. Is this the bus for Lancaster Museum? A.
Every Monday.
B.
4:30, actually.
C.
It certainly is.
Number 17. Where can I borrow a projector for my presentation?
A.
I have one.
B.
During the next project.
C.
It's been great, thanks.
Number 18.
Who's in charge of the advertising campaign?
A.
I've been charged twice.
B.
No announcement has been made yet.
C.
I think they did.
Number 19.
How can I reach Mr. Singh?
A.
Try his mobile phone.
B.
Sure, if you'd like to.
C.
You both can.
Number 20.
Haven't you already been to this movie?
A.
This is my new address.
B.
I don't think we have a large screen.
C.
Yes, but it's worth coming again.
Number 21.
I heard you're going to London in May.
A.
Yes, just for a week.
B.
That may be mine.
C.
Usually at a hotel.
Number 22.
Who attended the management seminar?
A.
It finished on time.
B.
If you can manage.
C.
I didn't know there was one.
Number 23.
Why don't we get some new computers?
A.
They're working hard.
B.
Do you think we can afford them?
C.
The manual is here.
Number 24.
The clients were very interested in our new services, weren't they?
A.
Yes, we did.
B.
Actually, I want to attend it.
C.
They placed an order before they left.
Number 25.
Don't you have to get qualifications to operate this forklift?
A.
Let me check with the supervisor.
B.
They come with it.
C.
What are the operating hours?
Number 26.
You've worked here longer than John, haven't you?
A.
While he was here.
B.
Yes, it was a long trip.
C.
He joined a year after me.
Number 27.
Do you think we should provide accounting workshops for the staff?
A.
You should ask the director.
B.
No, I didn't participate in that lecture.
C.
We filled that position.
Number 28.
Should I invite everyone to the inspection or only a few key people?
A.
One from each section would be enough.
B.
We have plenty of them at the moment.
C.
In order to open it.
Number 29.
I found the training program a little too long.
A.
Along the coast.
B.
I had a map with me.
C.
That's what I heard.
Number 30.
How about conducting a survey before we finalize the designs?
A.
When did she finish her report?
B.
Can you check how much that'll cost?
C.
No, I didn't sign the contract.
Number 31. The software updates are being installed this evening. A.
There should be some improvements.
B.
I don't remember.
C.
That's why they're free.